Okay, so I'm at the Lido once again. Not quite the chilled experience I had here yesterday morning. Slightly more windy, but the main difference being, although my swim was pleasurable, I was here for vaguely professional reasons. I was here for a photo shoot, and I was the model. So yes, it was the gamekeeper turned poacher. I've written a short piece for at Time Out London on Twitter to appear in Time Out, all just really singing the praises and the virtues of outdoor swimming and why Brockwell Lido is just this magical place here in South London. And of course the words are good, the words are very good, but the words aren't complete without a picture of a balding bloke, unshaven, splashing around in the water, which is where I came in today. And I was slightly nervy. I've done photo shoots before, but from the other side of the lens. What was reassuring was the very nice guy from Time Out, Ed. He was great, and he pretty much approached it in the same way that I approach my photo shoots in a professional capacity. So at least I know I'm doing the right thing there. And I needed the toilet before the photo shoot started, and I was stripped off into my Speedos. And I thought, no, I can't quite risk this because there's danger maybe of some spillage and perhaps a bit of a wet patch down the front of my Speedos. But Ed was cool, he was fine. One of his first words when he saw me when I was dressed into my Speedos was, "Blimey, look at the size of that." He was, of course, referring to the size of my industrial strength goggles, which I think caught his eye. We did a few... poses in the pool, out the pool, swimming away, and then what do you know, as always happens, just after we'd finished, out came the South London sun. Now the wind as well is also picking up, you can probably hear that in the background. So I'm not entirely sure when these photos are going to appear, possibly next Wednesday, maybe a couple more weeks, I don't know. I would say look out for them, but maybe you're probably best advised not to. But Ed, he was nice, he was a very, very nice guy. He made my afternoon a lot more enjoyable and easygoing. Right, back to base, a bit more work. Here we go. Chapeau.